In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. A very few days ago, we read from Isaiah chapter 55 the following words from the Lord. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty. It shall accomplish that for which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. God's word is performative. It does what it says. And so today, we see that God's word accomplishes what it says as we look at verses from Isaiah 56 and then later on from Matthew. In these verses from Isaiah 56, the Lord says through the prophet Isaiah that Israel should keep justice and do righteousness, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed, and the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it and holds fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. At the time of Isaiah, the descendants of Abraham had been God's chosen people for over 1,000 years. Abraham believed in God, and his faith was credited to him as righteousness. God promised Abraham that his descendants would be great in number and world famous because of their association with him. God had made Abraham's descendants into a great nation under King Solomon and King David. They were known all over the world. They were a theocracy. They were a theocracy, a nation ruled by God. God even lived among them in his temple, in the Holy of Holies, veiled in smoke. All this came about because God made a promise to Abraham and kept it. God was talking mainly about Israel, those of Abraham's descent who believed in him, but being eminently fair, God includes foreigners who come to faith in him. The end of verse 7 from Isaiah 56 ends with God saying, "For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." God's deliverance for humankind extends to all believers. And in Isaiah chapter 56, verse 8, listen to what God says. The Lord God, who gathers the outcast of Israel, declares, "I will gather yet others to him, besides those already gathered." So we should not be surprised by what we read in Matthew chapter 15 that I read to you this morning. There was a Canaanite woman who came to Jesus. The Canaanites were idol worshipers for the most part. God had ordered the Israelites to exterminate, wipe out the nation of Canaan. But they had not done as God had instructed them to do. They did not exterminate them. They allowed the Canaanites to survive. And this woman who came to Jesus was of Canaanite descent. No doubt, she had heard of some of Jesus' miracles, so she begged Jesus to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said that he had come only to the nation of Israel. That didn't slow her down one little bit. Like any good mother who was concerned for her child's health, her daughter's health, she hardly even batted an eye. It did not matter to her who her ancestors were or where she lived. She believed in the same God that Isaiah believed in. And she believed that this man standing before her was the Messiah, sent by that God. She answered Jesus' dismissal of her by begging him to help her. But Jesus continued by saying, It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. What Jesus said to her was that he was the bread sent from heaven, and that bread was intended for the children of Israel. He was not to be fed to the dogs. Now, dogs was a term used in those days and throughout the Bible as a term for unbelievers. Unbelievers. But this woman, being a woman of great faith, knowing in her heart that she was talking to the Messiah, replied by saying, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs, even the little lap dogs, eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." I really like that old translation that says, "little lap dogs." But the point is that this Canaanite woman acknowledged the God of the Israelites as the one who provided for her and her daughter. Then Jesus answered her and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This Canaanite woman was not a dog. She believed in Jesus as the Messiah sent by God. Her faith was credited to her as righteousness, just as Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. These two passages, one from Isaiah, where God tells the people of Isaiah's day and us what he's about to do, and the other passage from Matthew, where God shows us through Christ what he has done, that he has done exactly what he said he would do. These two scriptures are two of many that show us that God is true to his word and promises. God's prophecies are always fulfilled. Membership in God's kingdom is determined by faith in the promises that God made to us in Christ. Promises of forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation. Promises of resurrection. Promises of eternal life with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in paradise. Paradise forever. We not only believe in God, that is, we not only believe that God exists, but we believe God, and we believe what he says, and we believe his promises made through his Son Jesus Christ. Dear ones, we are not of the line of Abraham. We are like the Canaanite woman. Yet we, like the woman from Canaan, believe in God and his promises. We are like the Canaanite woman and the little dogs who feed on the crumbs that fall from the master's table. But what crumbs? What crumbs they are. The crumbs that fall from the table of God are enough to heal us and give us life to eternity. Your master, your Lord Jesus Christ feeds you by his word and by his sacraments. They are not very impressive to the unbelieving world, to the dogs. But the performative word of God does what it says. The bread that is just a crumb is Christ's body, a food that leads to eternal life. And the little sip of wine is the blood of Christ that paid for the sins of the whole world and gives forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. May these things, the holy things of God, continue to strengthen your faith in the one and only true and living God, who is the master of creation. And he's your master. He has redeemed you. And he has sanctified you, making you holy. Even the little lapdogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.